Be joined on the line today by the editor of the excellent Ice Hockey Annual. He's been doing it for many years. A very good morning to Stuart Roberts. Good morning to you, Stuart. Yes, as I say, I know you've been editing this wonderful annual for quite a few years, but the Action Annual itself is an incredible 39th year, Stuart. It only seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Well, yes, I suppose in some ways it's amazing how time goes, as we will say, but yes, it's actually it's got a bit easier to do in the last few years because of the internet and the sophistication of computer software. I can now put colour in and it's all very easy to set up, and I do get a lot of help from one of the advertisers in there, Canadian Star, who has put me onto his printer and printed up all the hard work at a very reasonable cost, which enables me to keep going. It's pretty teamwork. We get a lot of advertisers and a lot of contributors. There's an awful lot of people give me stuff to put in from all the clubs, and the advertisers are very generous. So it's good, a lot of fun. Trying to keep me quiet as I go towards the ice rink in the sky, or whatever they say.
I'm sure you're a long way off of that yet, Stuart, definitely. How long, just sort of in terminology wise, how long would this particular publication in months take to actually put together?
Well, it's something that I keep a diary of during cities and keep a note of all the results. So it's, in that respect, it's an ongoing thing all through the year. But it's when the season ends that I get down to putting it together seriously and contacting people and asking them to send in their reports and tapping people up for a few blocks to help me going. And it gets serious in the summer. But as I say, I have to keep it going all through the winter, so I've got all the so I know what's going on. It's quite interesting keeping a diary. It's, anybody who does one knows, because when you look back, you see something that you forgot all about, and it makes it rather interesting when you come to write it up at the end of the season.
It's a wonderful book, as I mentioned earlier on in the conversation. I think the good thing about this particular annual, Stuart, more than anything, it doesn't just focus on top flight hockey in this country, i.e. because the elite league. To be fair, you give a huge amount of coverage to the lower leagues as well, and I think that's crucial for the state of British ice hockey.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I wish I had time and room for more, but I certainly have always covered the English Premier League and the Scotland and all sorts of titles for many years. It's always been they've always had about 20 to 30 clubs which attract spectators. I mean, I go to Streatham McMain now, but now they've got their smashing new rink up there. And there's always a good crowd there, and the hockey, although it's certainly not the elite league, it's a lot slower mainly. It's still a very entertaining game. So I wish I could cover more clubs, but there's only me here to put it all together, and it does take time.
It certainly does. How do you feel overall, Stuart, the state of British ice hockey is currently as we stand at the moment?
I never thought you'd ask me that. Well, it hasn't in many ways. It hasn't changed a lot since I started 39 years ago. It has changed. It's been, but we've got a heck of a lot more rinks.
Yes.
I mean, back in the 70s, we only had barely enough rinks that had ice hockey in. So now we've got 40 or more. The sad thing is we're not producing the youngsters in proportion to that. Too many of the lads who really take into the game and really want to get on are going abroad these days. There's a dozen or more players I've got tabs on who are now playing in North America, and one youngster, Sam Duggan, is playing in Sweden, playing for the Swedish junior team. And I think that is sad, but I know that ice rinks are a problem in this country, though we have a lot of them. None of the clubs, or very, very few clubs, own the rinks. You know, with the exceptions would be obviously Kikodi, where mainly, and it's London actually, it's Kikodi and Murrayfield that you know, the people who run the club are part of the rink, but that is rare. So it's expensive business running ice hockey, but that said, it's still very much a fan driven sport. If it wasn't for the fans, it really would be in trouble, and in that respect we're doing very well. And all the rinks I go to are pulling in the crowds like crazy. In the last couple of weeks I've been to Bracknell, who had a more or less a record crowd for the English Premier League, nearly 3,000, certainly their best crowd for years. And Streatham, as I say, they're getting good crowds, and you often always get between 1,500 and 2,000, so that's just in the local area. And I know up in Glasgow at Brayhead, they've done a smashing job up there in drawing crowds, and I mean Nottingham, I mean they don't know what a crowd of a few hundred looks like. They've had thousands going there ever since they started back in 1980, so yeah, I mean, the fans, it's a great fan-driven sport, and equally the national team. Our national team struggle like mad in the World Championships, keep slipping down, the fans still turn up, and they always get good comments from the world governing body about the great British fans. When Nottingham, when they do the Champions League, the fans, I mean, they got horribly beaten in most cases, but the fans are always there and always making friends too for the sport internationally. So I take my hat off to them.
I 100% agree with your sentiments and comments there, Stuart, most definitely, because, I mean, we here at the radio station, we cover Guildford, and as you say quite rightly, week in, week out, very rare is there empty seats in that arena. I mean, it proves its points. And as you quite rightly say, another good thing I feel with hockey fans is they're very loyal, aren't they? They're not going to sort of jump ship, are they, if a side struggles?
Cardiff for the last time they had big problems, but now they've got a far more stable ownership, and already increased their fans. Another team I didn't mention that increased their Telford, look at their goals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Character, what a wonderful name come in, and let's hope these fellows keep going, because we've seen them come and go in the past, but so far Telford and Cardiff are doing very well.
Yeah, hear, hear, and long may that continue. Stuart, as always, an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning. Now, how can our listeners online and on the radio get hold of your excellent publication?
Well, it's quite simple. First of all, there should be a copy in your iSIC. If not, you can go online to www.icehockeyannual.co.uk and get all your copy direct from me there.
Stuart, thank you very much for your time once again. Enjoy the rest of the season, and you take care, won't you?